Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, I love you. God loves you. You are so loved. So welcome back to another episode of Planet Jave. I am your host, Jave Wave. Welcome back, time travelers. Today, I got a reflection of this year, 2022. This has truly been an interesting year. It's been a long year for me. I call this the year of alignment, the year of man, the year of getting out of my comfort zone. And the reason why I say those three things, for me, the number 222 represents alignment, and where it was 2022. And the number of man is because when you add 2 + 2 + 2, you get 6, and 6 represents man. Or we could go deep into that. I'm not, but just I'm gonna leave it at that. So that represents the number of man. And then this was the year of getting out of my comfort zone because I faced a lot of challenges. I did a lot of things that I didn't want to do, but God brought me through and guided me through, and I grew from it. So with that being said, let's jump into this whole thing. I did write a whole bunch of stuff down, and you know, just to keep my train of thought on the right track. However, you know, I'm going to speak from the heart as well, because I feel like there was just a lot that I experienced this year that I want to share. Some pros and cons, of course, you know, paint the picture for you of how things were for me, but in hoping that it gives you some insight to just some really awesome lessons that I learned this year that could be helpful or benefit you on your journey. So first things first, this year I really got to experience the heaven being within. And that is a big thing for me, because I've been taught to look at heaven as a very external place, or a place that you can get to eventually here or there, you know, after death or through the rapture and all these things that I've been taught. And God kind of showed me a different experience with that. Now, I'm not saying none of those things exist, because I do firmly believe that there is a heaven after death. I do believe that there is a dwelling place for all believers and light beings and lovers and all that. I do believe that 100%. It's a physical place that exists. But God showed me the heaven within me and the beauty within, and I got to experience that on the outside of me. And it happened a lot, actually, throughout this year. You know, there's those ups and downs, but it was like it would be a swift shift where God would take me on a different experience, and it would be life around me, it would be beauty around me, it would be good vibes around me. And by that, what I'm saying is, like, when you can find peace, clarity, Christ, harmony, and love within yourself, you're kind of experience heaven in that sense, and you get a new lens on life. Things just kind of come alive for you. You start noticing the flowers and the growth and the beauty that's here or that's within you. And I feel that heaven is a state of being. I really do. And you can embody this state of being. You can embody this body. Heaven is like a body. And when you realize that it truly is within you, you can see things from a different perspective. And heaven is always present within you. Sometimes when I'm here on this natural earth and things feel heavy, when I take a deep breath in a room full of people, I automatically see a difference, a shift. It kind of feels like things loosen up a little bit, or people are less tense. I start to see things just kind of start to get easy. And I notice every deep breath I take, things start to shift in a good way. So that's what I mean. It's like a sense of being. And when you kind of allow yourself to get in that body, others can sort of do the same thing. So that was kind of one of the biggest things I learned this year. And in the beginning of the year, I put a podcast out called Heaven is Within. I encourage you to go listen to that if you haven't. It's an awesome podcast. That was one of the coolest lessons I've learned, or I guess experiences that I've had, is really putting this to work, or experiencing it throughout this year. Is just like, you know, whatever I'm going through, knowing that Christ is within me, knowing that the Most High is within me, and really just experiencing that love, or that peace, or that harmony, especially when the going gets tough or the situations outside of me are a little janky. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, the second thing that I learned, that we are never separated from God. The only reason or why we are separated from God is through sin, and sin is missing the mark, you know. And for me, the mark is love. The only reason why we get separated is when we are too much in our egos, or our flesh, or just our old man, you know, our own wills and all of that. But God is still here present because he's omnipresent. God is within us. And I mean all of us, you know, he's somewhere buried in every person on this earth, every real authentic human being on this earth. God is buried in that person. And that makes him omnipresent because he is viewing the world through all of us. You know, he's within most of us. Hey, granted, God might be asleep in some people, but he's there. He's there. He might just be buried in somebody's waters, if you know what I mean. But love, that means love is present within everyone. And, you know, I say it all the time on this podcast. God is love and love is God. And you can't separate the two. So when a person is possessing true love, that means they're possessing God. And I don't mean possessing God, but that means God is within them at some capacity or form. So God is omnipresent and we are not ever separated from God, even when it feels like it. You know, those are lies. The devil is always going to. Let me not go there. There are dark forces that are always going to try to make you think. Negative forces that are going to try to make you think. Spiritual wickedness, high place, all that. That are going to try to make you think, or I guess are going to try to influence you to think that you are separated from God and that God doesn't love you and that God is not here and God's not like all that kind of stuff, right? But that is not the truth. The truth is that God is omnipresent. He sees all. He knows all. He's present in all. And he is not separated from us. It is us that separates ourselves from God. But God loves us deeply. And so he never wants to separate from us. In fact, God is always ready to welcome us back into his arms and back into his love and his harmony and his presence, you know. But, you know, we got to do our thing on our part. Repent, get back into alignment, you know, with the Lord. So that was kind of the biggest lesson I learned this year. And there's actually a scripture that goes with that. I might butcher it, but Psalms 139:7, and we're just gonna read it. Says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be a light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. So that's just some summarizing what I said earlier, that we're basically never separate from God. It doesn't matter where we go, where we make our beds, where we put our heads, where we send our spirit, God is always going to be there with us. That is one of the biggest things I've learned this year. Another thing is patience with yourself, harmony with yourself, kindness, just showing yourself love. You know, this was a year of me truly learning how to love myself in all different seasons. And that's hard because every season brings change. And if you know anything about Cancers, you know, our emotions and moods change every 2 days, just like the moon moves, because we are very connected to the moon. So that being said, not every day I wake up and I am deep in love with myself. You know, every other day I'm experiencing new aspects of myself, learning myself. And so this year I had to learn how to be patient with myself. In order to be patient with others, you have to have patience with yourself. I had to learn to be kind to myself, not to condemn myself, not to overextend myself, to show grace to myself. And in this way, I know what God shows me. God shows me love. He shows me grace. He shows me mercy. So I have to learn how to show that to myself and to others. And that was really beneficial because it gives you more self-love. It just builds your self-esteem in a way that you can kind of show up in this world with a different light. And I also learned love over fear. That's so important in this time because there's so much fear that is projected around us. And sometimes the fear is just within us. And so choosing consciously and literally sometimes saying out loud, like, I am choosing love over fear, is so beneficial in this journey because you'll kind of see a change and shift in your environment and the things happening around you and within you. Anytime you're choosing love, you're choosing God. So that was very important. But being kind to yourself, if you can do anything to yourself, is be kind, whether that is say, hey, I look good today, hey, I am beautiful today, I like my energy today, I like my aura today, or even on those days that you don't feel like that, you know, getting yourself to that space by just being like, hey, you know, I made a mistake, to God be all the glory, I'll get it next time. You know, just extending grace and then trying again, getting back up when you fall. That's being kind to yourself, picking yourself up when you fall, you know, acknowledging your wrongs, but, you know, actively accepting them in order to move forward and learn from them. So being kind to yourself is important, and not beating yourself up about everything or every failure. That's so important, guys. It is so important not to judge yourself too hard, because at the end of the day, we're all on this earth having a human experience. A human experience. I know some people be out there like, I'm a spiritual being, you know, I'm not from this planet. And I vibe with that, because I feel that way too. But as long as we're on earth, we're having a human experience, which means we're going to die a human death. You know, we are no different than the next person down the street, because we all poop and eat and do all of that, right? So at the end of the day, we're having a human experience, which means we're going to deal with the human spectrum of feelings, experiences, and emotions and feelings and all of that. So be patient with yourself, because things change. Changes are hard to navigate, but they're necessary, because they get you out of your comfort zone. That brings me to my third point of this year being the the year of getting out of my comfort zone. So in 2022, I did a lot of things that I don't normally do or wasn't intending on doing, but it was a challenge to push myself out of my comfort zone and to try new things in a new way. I did a lot of things that I just kind of steered away from in my earlier years. You guys know my background, and if you don't, I went through several traumatic experiences. So this year was kind of me going through and facing those fears, those deep things. To give you like a really recent example of that. So I have a brother, and he has two big dogs, and I stayed with him for a little bit because I was in his city. And you know what? The past visits, I was terrified to go around his dogs, be around his dogs. You know, anytime I came into their house, they had to put their dogs away. That was what I was on every other visit. But this time, I challenged myself to not do that and to actually just at least be able to coexist with these dogs. And, you know, every now and then I'll pet the dogs, and, you know, if they get a little too rowdy, I'm like, hey, calm it down. I'm not scared of dogs at this point in my life. However, I'm a person of respect in space. So if you respect my space, I respect your space. I respect all beings, or at least I try to. So this was a way of getting out of my comfort zone by putting myself in a situation or environment or space where I could challenge myself to grow and get over that, those unconscious and subconscious fears that I had towards, you know, dogs and animals and all of that stuff. So that was very beneficial to me on my journey. Other things I did that got me out of my comfort zone: I spoke in public more, which I was not really good at in college and high school. And I used to get really bad anxiety attacks about speaking in public. Like, there was a point in my life where I couldn't go in a store by myself because I was just terrified. So speaking in public is a big thing for me in this space, in this season. It started with doing like little lessons and preaching at church. Like, that was crazy, outside of my comfort zone. By the way, to God be all the glory for that, because I know every time I got up in front of those people to speak, it was God speaking through me, okay? 100%, because I would be like, what just happened? That was the energy it was the Holy Spirit, straight up. So I did a lot of public speaking. I did a seminar, which was awesome, at a singles retreat, and I taught about directing your thoughts and directing your energy and thinking about positive things over the negative things, but acknowledging the negative things and using them and transmuting them into something beautiful. So I talked about that, and it was really awesome. That was outside of my comfort zone. There was a lot of different people. A lot of people, I was just like, ooh, I was nervous, but you know, I got through it. So that was an aspect of getting out of my comfort zone. And then I was in a relationship for a little bit, half the year I experienced a relationship. I learned a lot from that. I learned how to be more honest and authentic in a relationship. I learned how to share deep things about myself, to kind of put things on the table, which in the past I've been a very reserved person as far as sharing those deep, intimate things about myself. I learned how to communicate a little bit better. And although things didn't work out in the end with that relationship, you know, I feel that I learned a lot from it. And the person I was with, beautiful woman, awesome, incredible, very smart, intelligent. And she taught me a lot, and she showed me the world through a different lens. And I appreciate that, because whew, God knows, if you're anything like me, you can sometimes get sucked up in the conspiracies of the world, and those conspiracies can be really dark. So having a person in your life who can help you see things from just a happier perspective, a heaven perspective, is really cool. So I learned a lot from that situation or that experience, and I'm grateful for it because it really did help me get out of my comfort zone, because I was scared to be in a relationship for a very long time, like a very long time. That was the first time I kind of opened myself up to another being in that way. And, you know, I'm just grateful for that experience. So that was getting out of my comfort zone there, because, you know, I was in, as far as intimate relationships, and no, not like that. We ain't gonna go too deep into that, but I was just kind of like closed off. So it was outside of my comfort zone to open my heart up in that way and like give myself to someone as far as like my mind and heart goes. But anyways, I learned that. And then at the end of the day, I feel like all of my collective experiences, and that's on more on the good side of things, they brought me to this space of like knowing that, like, okay, through everything, God has me, God is guiding me, my angels are guiding me, and I'm protected and I'm loved. That was kind of like the basis of all of my experiences. Now let's talk about the negative stuff a little bit, because I gotta shed some light on those things, because I learned a lot through those experiences. You know, you gotta go through the dark to get some gems to learn. I feel like your darker times is when you learn the heavy lessons, or the stuff that is gonna really benefit you, the stuff that's gonna stay with you for a long time. Because those experiences, they bring something out of you. You know, it's like when the going gets tough and you're pinned against a wall, you know, you gotta thrive or thrive or die at that point. But anyways, so I lost a family member that I was really close to this year. That was really hard on me. Dealing with death has its ups and downs, although I know she's in a much better place, and she's, you know, she's got oneness with the Lord. You know, she's got harmony. She has made it back. She has completed her journey. It still sucks to not have someone here. You know, at the end of the day, death is always going to hit the heart differently. And I'm an emotional being. So that really affected me. It numbed me for a little bit. It really did. But I had to sit in my own private time and deal with that and actually feel it. And that was hard, but it was necessary. This is one of the bigger deaths in my family. The last one that was like, so, well, actually, we don't have to go on that. Not only did I lose an aunt, but I lost cousins this year. And it was just a lot of that going on. And that was really hard to deal with, just death in general. So, you know, sorry. Things on that side, I learned how to continue dealing with death. Because it's something you just learn, where it's like you accept it. It still hurts, but you accept it, and you know, like, everything is going according to God's plan. And you just kind of move forward and do your best every single day, and you keep that person's legacy, their love, their experience alive. And so that happened. You know, I was challenged on days, a lot of different days, and just in general with different experiences, different people. I dealt with some issues and things with friends, you know, very strange things going on with my old friends and people that I was very close to. The dynamics have definitely shifted, and you know, I still have a lot of love for everyone that I know, because that's just who I am. But I know that it's not always the same. So dealing with that was challenging, because it brought me to this space to realize that, like, not everybody's meant to be in your life. And I want everybody to be happy and in my life. That's just how I am. I want to see you thriving. I want to see all of that. But God has now brought me to a space where he's like, all right, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And if it's not, you just got to let it go and let it be. And so that's kind of what's been happening with a lot of individuals. It's like God has kind of brought us to just different paths and spaces in life. And dealing with that has been hard, or I guess challenging, because it's like, you know, you just, when you have friends and people you love dearly, you don't want to get out of contact, or you don't want those connections to break or whatever. But when you're growing, sometimes you just grow, you know, and your growth takes you other places. That's kind of the best thing I can say about that. So that was kind of hard for me this year because I just didn't want to go through those changes. You know, changing is hard when you're changing, like you're changing, and going through changes is hard because when you get to the other side of certain changes, things are really different. Kind of felt like I was jumping through a bunch of different realities and universes this year, and experiencing different paradigms and just experiences all around. And it was interesting, but some of those were rough and challenging. You know, there's certain things that happened this year that I was like, dang, I never would have imagined that to happen. But as it being the year of alignment, it makes sense why certain dynamics have shifted. Lost some very close friends, and not to death or anything, but just, you know, we're gonna move on for that. As you can see, some of these tougher things, it's a little hard for me to speak about because, you know, they mean a lot to me. I'm just gonna be real, like it just hits the heart a little bit, and it's all hard to navigate, and I'm still learning how to navigate these more negative experiences in my life, and you know, trying to just trust the process. Really is trusting the process, because I know it's all working together for my highest good, even if it doesn't appear that way. So also on the negative side of the scale, and we're gonna drop it off of this 3 for 3, it was a challenging year for me with family members. And I say this because I seen a lot of my nieces and my nephews. They have very much kind of, you know, gotten into this world a little bit. And so it was hard to mind my business. That's what it was. It was hard for me to mind my business with my very close loved ones, my nieces and my nephews, cousins, things of that nature. Because, you know, I want to see them doing good in life. And, you know, sometimes I see them get really caught up in the cares of this world, things of this world. And so the being I am, it's just hard for me to see that, because I remember being in that space when I was like 16, 15 at that age, and how I felt and how I viewed the world. And that's why I'm like, all right, I just got to mind my business with this, because I know it's going to work out in the end. Like, I know that by the time they're my age, they're going to have a good head on their shoulders. Everything is going to be good. Right now, they're just being teenagers. So I have to accept that. But I raised these kids and I love them kids. So it's like, dang, seeing them change and grow up and just go through their own experiences, and some of their experiences will look crazy. I'm like, Lord have mercy. So that's been challenging this year, because most of my nieces and nephews now, they have hit their like teenage point or their teenage mark. And so they're really actually growing up, and you know, to see just like a child grow up is insane. Like, it's just insane. And many of you guys know I got a lot of nieces and nephews, like a lot. So yeah, seeing the different dynamics shift and the different changes with them is like it's been a crazy journey, but I'm glad to be on it. I'm glad to be in their life. I was actually having a conversation with one of my older nieces the other day, and we were just talking, and you know, she's like, you're the only person in my life that talks to me like this. Like, you're the only person that actually is spiritual at this space. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, everybody's always talking about I need to go read the Bible, but you always remind me that God's in me. And I'm like, well, yeah, because that's the experience, you know. And that's kind of one of the things that if you learn that when you're young, oh man, you're unstoppable at that point. And I'd be like, really mean, like, grasp the fact that God is within you, and that, like, yes, you're here on earth, and sometimes the experience is not always going to be peaches and cream, but there's something in you that's greater than this earth. So at the end of the day, whatever you're doing, as long as you're putting your best foot forward and you have a good intent in your heart and your mind, you know, you're going to thrive. Everything is going to work out as it should. And so on the other side of that, I'm grateful to be in the kid's life, and I'm grateful that they're my life, because I learn a lot from them. I see the world through their lenses in a little bit, because they share their perspectives with me. And my older niece I was talking with the other day, we always agree to disagree, because she don't agree with me about anything And I mean anything. Everything, she has to have her, or like yin and yang, okay? She always, and she's, you know, yin and yang, really, you know, really. And so she always has her experience. And she's like, well, you know, this is how I view things. And I love that for her, because she has her own mind to think. And I love when she shows me that other perspective or that other side, because that's what this is about. A lot of the times we have interactions with people and we don't get along because we're not able to see that, you know, we're like two sides to one coin. That's all it is. You know, we're just another perspective that is presented on the table, but where it's the same table kind of thing. So with her, she always gives me a different perspective on all these different outlooks. And although we don't always agree, you know, I just appreciate that she has her own perspective, and she can think for herself, and she can, you know, get out in this world. Like, I just have, like, I'm sure she's going to be fine in the future. And right now she's going through her little stuff. I'm going through my stuff. So we're being very human right now. And it's awesome, because we're experienced. We're both growing. We're both learning. She's 16. I'm 24 now. So, you know, there's a little age gap. But at the end of the day, I'm like a big kid at heart. So that's why we have a good relationship, is because I come down to her level a lot. I do. I can do that with anybody, actually. I'm just one of those people. I'm good at adjusting. In theme with alignment, I feel that my relationships got more aligned this year, which was kind of awkward, because I feel like I went through several just instances of ups and downs with every last one of my relationships, but they all offered me the opportunity to love more. And I feel like that was one of the most important things that I learned this year, is to love more. Like, it's so vital. Like, it's so vital just to love yourself and others more, especially in these times, because you... Everything that we're all faced with is a lot as it is. So just by being loved, you're kind of offering a little bit of relief to everyone else's situation, including your own. You know, the world judges us enough. We don't have to judge each other. So with that being said, that was one of the biggest things I learned this year, was just to love more. Moving on from that, you know, collectively, I learned a lot this year, a lot of different experiences. Of course, there were some really, really cool things that happened this year. I got my dream car. That was awesome. So God be all the glory for that, straight up. There was a lot of different cool experiences that I got. Got to do some interviews this year. Got to participate in a lot of cool things. It was just a cool year of getting out of my comfort zone once again. I'm not the type of person who's into that. I like my life to be very private from my public life, all of those things. However, we're in a very social world now. And so, you know, you somewhat have to put yourself out there. Anyways, I am learning, and I say learning still, to be my most authentic self, because sometimes there's times where I struggled with that this year, was, you know, perception and the perception of others and how people view me and how people want me to be. And so I struggled with that this year a little bit, and that might have been probably my biggest challenge, you know, outside of dealing with like the death and those things, was just being able to overcome my own internal egotistic voice, or, you know, that voice, that reassured voice of negativity within me that's always trying to tell me like, oh, you have to be this way or nobody's gonna like you. And so this year it was really me going, hey, I don't care if they like me or not, I like me, God likes me. So at the end of the day, I'm good with that. That was a big part, and I'm still learning to be authentic in that way, as far as not people pleasing. Like, that's kind of important if you're going to be doing like stuff like this, you know, podcasting, YouTubing, or doing some type of public figure, whatever you're trying to do. If it's public and it's to talk to people, it's gotta be about you and God. Don't get so swept up in what other people think about you or how they perceive you. Or like, if God gives you a message and you want to share it, but you feel like people aren't going to like it, share it anyway. Like, it's that type of thing. And that's what I dealt with a lot this year, was being authentic in the way of not caring what somebody thinks. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who don't believe what I believe. And that's 100% okay. That's 100% okay. We all have our own belief systems and our own experiences, so we're not all supposed to believe the exact same thing. However, you know, there are some truths, universal truths, that I think we should all have like a common base belief in. You know, personally speaking, it doesn't mean you have to, because we have free will. So at the end of the day, it's been a year of me going, all right, God, what's going to please you? Like, what pleases you more than these people around me or myself. And that's been living in that type of life, or I guess that authenticity has been interesting for me, because it's just a different level and space with myself and with God. And I'm like, all right, how can I, you know, get my feelings across, but get yours across, because yours are more important than mine. And this is me talking about God, and by God's feelings, I mean his word, his truth, straight up. So anyways, yeah, that was kind of all of the stuff that I've from off the top of my brain right now, I can remember. I'm sure I had some more cool experiences this year. I traveled a lot, you know. On a side note, this is the most I've ever traveled in a year. I drove cross country a couple times, sometimes by myself. Like I did a lot of traveling. Work took me all over the place, all over the world, and just, you know, it was cool. It was just a cool experience. I got to help a lot of people this year, and that was really important to me too. Yeah, it was just some cool experiences, and I'm thankful for it, because you know, if this is the year of alignment, this means that somewhere down the line, I'm gonna be using all the tools that I gained during this experience, this journey, this year, which to me, you know, time is just a concept. I really believe that. I feel like it's all just been one day. It's been one eternal long day. It gets dark sometimes, it's light sometimes, but it's just the same day. And I don't mean like it's the same day playing over and over again. I just mean like this whole year, it's just been different energies that I've been experiencing, going through, flowing through, and it's been exciting. It's been like a real story, a drama, a journey. And you know, I know God, listen, don't let nobody fool you. God loves a little drama. Okay, God loves a little drama. Okay, because sometimes the stories and like the things or experiences God comes up with, I'm just like, wow, man, this is better than a sitcom. This is better than, you know, reality TV right here. Like, this is a real life experience. Some good stuff. Let me sit back and pop my popcorn and drink my tea. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, it was a good year. It was a good year. It was a good year at the end of the day. I learned a lot, and I'm good with that. I'm really good with that. I got to hone in on my skills. Oh, man. I was about to close this podcast, but it's flowing to me now. I'm starting, he remembers. So I got to hone in on a lot of skills this year, and that was so just, there was a season like around the spring or whatever, but it was like an overflow of creative abilities that kind of awoken within me. I started painting, started writing, started drawing, just started doing all types of cool stuff. I was just like, snap. And then after that season, I ended up having like over like 100 different paintings. And I got to tap into that creative side of myself. And that was important because I feel like it was my inner child being able to express through me in this later time of my life. I'm only 24, but I often feel like my younger inner self or my childlike spirit gets suppressed a lot, especially in this day and age. So I tapped into my creativity a lot, and I know it was God working through me, because there'd be times where I would make these really awesome masterpieces, paintings, drawings, and even podcasting. To me, this is a form of creativity, because I'm expressing myself with my voice and, you know, the editing and all that. You can get creative with it. So I just tapped into that. Lots of arts and crafts, building, of course, designing, all of that. It was fun, and it was necessary, because when life got hard, it was like a way of relief of stress and anxieties and doubts and all these things, because I could just get into something and focus, whether it was a painting, a drawing, writing, art pieces, whatever. It was just a means of like focusing on that, the very moment that I was creating or whatever I was creating, and allowing God to use me. So that was awesome. And also just in general with the podcasting, that avenue of creativity for me is so important, because we're in this space and time where like censorship is a thing, and so being able to authentically express myself is important, and I want to inspire other people to do the same, you know, especially not in the way of like being destructive with your words or anything, but just being able to stand in your authentic truth and use your voice, because that is a tool. Your word is like one of the most valuable things you have on this planet. If you have nothing else, you have your voice and you have your word, and so what you speak
speak and what you say is important. And so using this avenue of creativity was very important for me because it was my way of expressing myself. And sometimes I got it right, sometimes I got it wrong, sometimes I just got it. It was just a way of flowing and just allowing myself to be and allowing Christ to also manifest through me, which was super important because there's often times where I listen back to my podcast episodes, and that's a crazy thing. I put maybe 50 episodes out this year, maybe more than that, totaling out to 112 or 113 episodes from the start of 2020 to now. So that's crazy. But I listen back to my old podcast and I can hear Christ coming through me or speaking through me, and I'm like blown because I'm like, ain't no way I said that. Like, Jave didn't say that, but the Spirit of the Lord said that. And so there's often times where I listen back to older podcasts and I'm blown. Like, my mind's blown. I'm like, whoa, okay, Lord, I see how you use me in that instance. So I think it's important to just express, to be creative in whatever means or way that you find that as. Everyone should tap into their creativity. If you have an urge or something to do something, whether that's drawing, painting, writing, creating, building, singing, whatever it is, tap into that. Don't ignore those urges, because I'm telling you, that's the Spirit of the Lord trying to work and move through you. Overall, this year was an experience for me. I got to experience a lot of beauty, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of transitions and changes. There was so many spiritual things that happened in my life that at this point, I can do nothing but admit that Christ is the Lord forever, like straight up. And I'm thankful to be able to say that, because I know that there's so many people in this world that are, I don't want to say lost, but they're just, you know, they're finding their way. And when finding your way, I remember being in that space where I was just kind of confused on everything. But it doesn't matter what I go through now. Today, I know that Christ is there with me. And that gives me this feeling of like, even though I can get lost, I know that I'll be found. And so having that foundingness, I don't know if that's a word, but being able to be found is just important for me. And knowing that anything I go through, everything I go through, whatever it is, whatever space and time offers me, whatever God throws my way, He's there with me. So I just go through it, learn my lessons. And that's the big part of this, is learning to learn lessons. There's some times where I just want to sit back and, you know, be blissful and pretend like nothing is happening around me. But in reality, you know, we got to grow and we have to level up and we have to learn. And sometimes that's hard to do, especially when those changes come. But it's necessary for our growth, especially for our spirit. So with all that being said, I'm thankful for this year because I learned a lot and I know I grew a lot, and that's all thanks to the Lord. So to God be all the glory for this year. I thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I thank you for riding this journey or going on this roller coaster with me, because it has been an interesting year. I hope something I said throughout this year helped you on your journey, and I thank you again for listening. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you. I hope you had a blessed year. I hope the end of your year is blessed and by God's divine grace and mercy. I pray that you shall have a great 2023. In Jesus Christ's name, we speak it into existence. We declare it and decree it. We shall have a blessed 2023 in Jesus Christ's name. Let's go.